Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. You know, the word honor is used way too much. Oh, it's an honor. Okay. But, you know, look, I wouldn't be doing this at my advanced age if I didn't enjoy talking to you guys. And the fact that you spend the time to listen is very flattering. Now, we try to give you information that is productive to your life. And this mass immigration into the United States is hurting every American. Even the people who support it, they don't know how it's hurting them. But here in New York, it's so vivid. So now Mayor Eric Adams is launching a pilot program to give 500 migrant families with children, okay, cards, free debit cards, that they can buy food, supplies. And when you say food, you can buy stuff that really isn't food if it's in the grocery store. Okay, so on the surface, this is charitable, right? These are poor people. We're giving them free debit cards. But it's going to cost New York City $53 million just for the 500 migrant families that get the cards. So we are the highest taxed state. And if you live in a city, then it even gets higher because they have their own taxation in the union. And why are we the highest tax state? Because we just spend money like it's unlimited. And it isn't unlimited because we, the working people, and I'm in that category, have to pay the taxes. So I'm paying to give the 500 migrant families a debit card so they can get food and stuff for their kids. A family of four receives a $1,000 monthly allowance under this program. It's free $1,000. So my question is to Mayor Adams, there are Americans who are poor, destitute some of them, even though we have social programs and safety nets, and they're not getting $1,000. They're getting money from other places. I understand that. But do you really think, Mayor Adams, that we can continue this? That people who cross into the United States shouldn't be here? Catch and release is insane. It's illegal. That's what Biden's doing. All right. How long can we do this? Do you ever think about that, Mayor? So now, coming up, we're going to all get crushed with the new tax to drive into New York City. Okay? That's coming. Between $15 and $25 if you want to drive your car below 60th Street. I mean, come on. So hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers are saying, remember that song by Steam? Sha-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. You think that's going to stop Mayor Adams by all this stuff? Now, if I'm running the city, because, you know, I don't want to be just a Monday morning quarterback, to use a terrible cliche. What do? I get the leaders of all the religions, all the churches in New York City. I get them over to the Javits Center. And I say, you guys have got to help. The churches have to help. And we're going to have a fund. And we hope that you donate to the fund in an orderly, consistent way. I bet you most of them would, or many of them. Go through the churches. But you cannot continue to run up these unbelievable expenditures. You're killing people. Literally, people can't pay the tax.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.